Dry beans are becoming more popular for backyard gardeners with limited water. We're still producing a great harvest. Next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Play safe. Don't be a boating statistic. Nearly 80% of people who drowned in boating accidents would have survived if they'd only worn their life jacket. Anyone being towed from a boat, operating a personal watercraft, and children 12 and under must wear life jackets at all times. Utah State Park Rangers recommend everyone wear a life jacket. Utah boaters wear it. A message from the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Grow a crop of dry beans in areas with minimal water. Conrad Richter with Richter's Herbs shares some of his findings.
We've had all kinds of peas and beans from Africa, especially dry beans. People often don't think so much of growing beans for dry storage, for the dry beans, as much as they used to in the past. When people think of beans in their garden, they're thinking mainly of the string beans, mainly, or scarlet runner beans, that sort of thing. But the Seed Zoo program has a lot of beans that are still grown for dry purposes across, you know, Central Asia, places like Armenia in Africa, and places like Uganda and Tanzania and those kinds of places. These dry beans, I think, is something that we have to think about again, because they're incredible. You go online, you see there's an enormous diversity of colors and shapes, and dry beans, I think, they're going to come back. I think people are going to start to appreciate the value of dry beans and growing them in their gardens and their back fields. And because they can be stored, they last for years, and they're very easy to grow. We also brought back 3 or 4 from Africa, from West Africa, which when we were in the field, we saw that the people there grow them for the dry beans strictly. But we tried the young beans in a string bean form, and they were delicious. SeedZoo.com.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.